Hi, everyone. Hey, thanks for joining us. We appreciate that. This is Kim and Mike Birch, and it's time for some good stuff in 2024.
You're invited to the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo going on January the 26th through February 3rd in Rapid City, South Dakota, both at the Central States Fairgrounds and the Monument, the largest trade show in the region featuring over 300 vendors. Four nights of extreme bull riding starting on the 26th, Bronx for breakfast on the 31st, and don't miss the Boots and Beer Festival on February 3rd. Too many events to mention here, so check it out online at blackhillsstockshow.com.
And ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture. Ever wish you had a single source for all your livestock news? What if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers all that and more? No need to roam for information, just you, your coffee, and the latest in livestock news. Sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed, stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them online at tsln.com.
I have a little story here called Venison versus Beef.
Oh, that should be good.
The taste controversy ends from the United States Venison Council.
Oh, okay. Now, they'd be one-sided.
I don't think there's such a place, but anyway.
I don't either.
Controversy has long raged about the relative quality and taste of venison and beef as gourmet foods. Some people say that venison is tough with a strong wild taste. Others insist that venison's flavor is delicate. An independent food research group was retained by the Venison Council to conduct a taste test to determine the truth of these conflicting assertions once and for all. Now remember, this is tongue-in-cheek.
Okay.
First, a grade A choice Holstein steer was chased into a swamp 1.5 miles from a road and shot several times. After some of the entrails were removed, the carcass was dragged back over rocks and logs and through mud and dust to the road. It was then thrown into the back of a pickup and driven through rain and snow for 100 miles before being hung out in the sun for 10 days. After that, it was lugged into a garage, where it was skinned and rolled around on the floor for a while. Strict sanitary precautions were observed throughout the test within the limitations of the butchering environment. For instance, dogs and cats were allowed to sniff and lick the steer carcass, but were chased away when they tried to bite chunks out of it. Next, a sheet of plywood left from last year's butchering was set up in the basement on two sawhorses. The pieces of dried blood, hair, and fat left from last year were scraped off with a wire brush that was also used to clean the grass out from underneath the lawnmower. The skinned carcass was then dragged down the steps into the basement, where a half a dozen inexperienced but enthusiastic and intoxicated men worked on it with meat claws, cleavers, and dull knives. The result was 375 pounds of soup bones, 4 bushel baskets of meat scraps, and a couple of steaks that were 1/8 inch thick on one end and about 1.5 inches on the other.
Oh, my.
The steaks were seared on a glowing, red-hot cast iron skillet to lock in the flavor. When the smoke cleared, rancid bacon grease was added, along with 3 pounds of onions, and the whole conglomeration was fried for 2 hours. The meat was gently teased from the frying pan and served to 3 blindfolded taste panel volunteers. Every one of the members of the panel thought that it was venison. One of the volunteers said, it tasted exactly like the venison he had eaten in hunting camps for the past 27 years. Now, the results of this scientific test show conclusively that there is no difference between the taste of beef and venison.
Very tongue-in-cheek.
I disagree.
I think everybody will. And granted, there are amazing ways to fix deer, but that's a very funny look at it.
Yes.
Very humorous.
I like venison, but I'm not going to replace my beef.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Hey, guess who we heard from?
Who's that?
Jim Thompson.
Jim Thompson, the famous Jim Thompson.
The famous Jim Thompson. Yeah.
What's he got to say?
Well, he just had a few musings he wanted to share with us. For example, it would be wonderful if we could put ourselves in the dryer for 10 minutes and come out wrinkle-free and 3 sizes smaller.
That would be great.
Wouldn't that be handy? Just once, I want to prompt for username and password to say, close enough. Wouldn't that be nice?
I don't think it does that.
I don't either, but that'd be really nice. Does anyone else have a plastic bag full of plastic bags, or is it just me?
You have a paper bag full of plastic bags.
I do.
Yeah.
You're right. Okay, go ahead and tell on me, why don't you?
I did.
Okay, I didn't make it to the gym today. That makes 5 years in a row.
I can relate to that. Thanks, Jim, for sharing those.
No kidding.
If you have items to share, just like Jim Thompson did there with us, send those to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at those. And one of these days, we could feature them right here on The Good Stuff.